This dating website has a very silly name, but is it one that you should take seriously?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating website called Instaboink, an online dating website that's dedicated to those users who are looking for one-night stands and hookups. But before I get into all that though, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of multiple different online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections. First of which is the user demographics, then the ease of use, then the prices, then the key features, and then the success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is the user demographics. Instaboink is obviously, hence its name, geared towards those users who are looking for one-night stands and hookups. The users here that I've been able to find on the site, if you can really even call them users, seem to be all around in their 20s. However, those were only the users who actually messaged me, and when I browsed other users, it seemed like most other users were actually aged in their 40s. Honestly, right off the bat, I can tell that this website is covered in bots and scammers, and even before I even was able to set up my own profile, I was already getting tons of messages from girls. But we'll get more into the scamminess of this website later on in the review. But for now, know that the perceived audience here seems to be users who are aged between their 20s all the way to 50, and they are users who are looking for one-night stands and hookups, but what they really are is they're a bunch of bots and scammers who are looking to take your credit card information. So this is gonna move me into number two on my list, but before we jump into that, I do wanna ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is gonna move me onto number two on my list, which is the ease of use. Let's go ahead and talk about the sign-up process. When you first go on the site, you'll be able to find a page that is mostly blank, and it looks like it was meant to be looked at on a phone. Nothing is actually clickable except for the terms and the about on the bottom, and the button in the middle that says click to meet someone new. Note, this is the homepage, so there is no login. If you leave and revisit this site, you have to go through the sign-up process again, and when you enter your email, it'll recognize it and re-sign you in. Anyways, once you click the button, you will let the site know your own gender and the gender you are looking for. Note that no matter what option you choose here, all of the following questions will be the same. And those questions basically consist of what kind of women you are into, even if you said you're a woman seeking a man. It'll ask if you like flirty women, curvy women, Asian, Latin, and so on. Honestly, none of this even matters. Afterwards, the site will say that you've gotten accepted to a free lifetime account if you sign up right now. Wow, lucky me. Continuing the registration process, you will then have to give your zip code, which will then cause the website to generate a loading bar to quote unquote locate women near you, which is just very silly to me. Honestly, it feels like I'm on Windows XP or something. Then it'll ask for your email, which will lead it to come up with another loading page. After that, it'll ask for your username and password, which again, doesn't matter as there is no login option on the homepage, and you'll be forced to go through this entire sign-up process again just to let them know that you already have an email associated with the account. It'll then come up with another loading page that explains that you need to verify your age by providing a credit card to the account. They even say that they won't charge your account, and please, please know that this is 100% BS. From here, it's going to redirect you to a page where it will ask you to provide your credit card information. And again, I really am begging you guys here, do not do this. On the top right corner of this page, you can simply click on the no thanks option and it will lead you to the rest of the website. From here, you can explore the website without having to answer any more questions. Now, while this isn't really a great online dating website and it's more us informing you about scams that are out there, there is a way that you can find out what the best online dating website is out there for you personally. And that's by taking our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. Now, this is going to move me onto number three on my list, which is the prices. don't. That one word should summarize this entire section of my video. This website is going to prevent you from messaging other users, and in some instances, not even letting you look at other users' profiles unless you verify your age with a credit card. Looking at the payment page, you can see that they say $0 here, and then they also say no charge, and then they say 100% private and free, and they even threw in a Norton symbol because that means authenticity, obviously. And in the middle column, they even say no hidden fees. However, if you look directly right to that, you will see that in the fine print that there are, in fact, hidden fees. This is what the whole thing reads. I agree that by clicking on finished, that the credit card data being submitted is mine and that I have read and agreed to the terms of membership and billing. Your lifetime free access to my date portal includes a 2-day free trial membership to Find My Forever Mate. If after 2 days you choose to remain a member of Find My Forever Mate and not cancel your free trial, your membership will renew at $39.95 and will reoccur monthly until such time as you cancel it. Your membership to My Date Portal will remain free for life. You will also receive a free membership to Social Data Pros. So this is actually going to sign you up for several different websites, one of which is actually going to charge you $40 a month, and who knows what the other ones are going to charge you, because obviously this is going to be a scam. They even add this false sense of security here, saying that, oh, you can contact this website and be sure that you can cancel your subscription if you want, but that is total BS. Good luck trying to find where the heck this website is and how you can actually cancel your credit card through them. Honestly, again, signing up for this website is going to be a complete waste of time for you unless you want to give your money away to scammers. However, for those of you who like to hold on to your money, I do want to suggest to you guys that you check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a bunch of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you'd like to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is the features. Well, even though that this is a scam site, I do think it would be kind of entertaining to go through this website to show exactly what the scam site presents. At the same time, also presenting to you guys how annoying this website is to actually go through. Even though this is an online dating website, I did the first step that I always do whenever I join any online dating website, and that's to work on my own profile. They have different things that you can fill in, such as your hair and eye color, your religion, your education level, your drinking and smoking habits, if you have or want children, and if you have any tattoos or piercings. What was really frustrating though, is that a bot messaged me right as I was finishing filling this out. And apparently when a bot messages you on this website, it will automatically redirect you to the message box page. And it seemingly doesn't matter what you're in the middle of doing. So everything that I had just decided for my own profile was actually not saved. And keep in mind, this isn't a one-time thing. This seems to happen randomly on this website all of the time. Some of the interruptions even come with stock footage of cam models typing to make it seem like they're the real person sending you these messages and totally not a bot. Again, this happens no matter where you are on the site, except of course for when you're on the actual payment page. I did sit here for like 15 minutes to see if anything would happen and nothing happens. On the left side of the screen, you can see a host of menus which include members online, messages, search members, member activity, hot or not, my profile, and settings. On the members online, it will show you fake members who are not online, naturally, as this is a scam website. Messages is a section where bots and scammers will primarily try to get in contact with you so as to convince you to give away your credit card information. The search members option is another fun one too. Here you can search for members by if they're new, if they're online, or both, and you can even set an age range and distance as well. And when you search, the engine will take literally nothing you input into consideration and just show you a bunch of random bot accounts that have absolutely nothing to do with what you asked it to search for. The member activity is also fabricated, as users seem to be posting from all across the US, as well as right next door to me, which is a very weird coincidence. From what I can tell, the hot or not section seems to be just like a Tinder style swiping game. However, you must give this scam website your credit card information in order to participate, so naturally I didn't get to play this game. And of course, you can explore your own profile and change your stuff if you're extremely bored and looking for something pointless to do, and no one but a computer and yourself is going to see it. And lastly, there's a settings section, which is full of options that seem like they would be great if it were a legitimate dating website. For laughs, I figured I'd try all of the invisible settings, which would prevent users from messaging me, prevent them from seeing me online, and prevent them from even finding my profile at all. And of course, this is a feature where you need to prove you are 18 years old for some reason and provide a credit card for. Go figure. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. I think this website is only going to be successful for those people who have a fetish for getting the money taken away from them from bot accounts that live inside of a computer. If you didn't catch that, I'm saying that this website is 100% a scam website and you should definitely stay away from it. There are no real people here besides those poor suckers who fell for this and gave away their credit card information. If this is you right now, I would go ahead and cancel that credit card while you can. Don't wait on it. Go ahead, cancel your credit card, get a different one. It's not worth trying to run through whatever systems they have set up to try and get you to cancel the subscription. It's never going to work. But if you did want to sign up for a legitimate online dating website, I do suggest that you guys check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a bunch of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.